It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Your home for Bomber football, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
It's time for the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. Our coverage continues now at the stadium.
And we are back here at Bomber Stadium as Mountain Home has suffered a defeat to Little Rock Christian. You've been listening to the postgame show brought to you by Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, Don Franklin provide custom design plans of treatment and recovery for a full range of traumatic and chronic bone and joint conditions, getting you back into the game of life quickly. You know, it's kind of a tough loss for Mountain Home. They got their you know, we knew that this was one of the cream of the crops coming in. There's Greenwood, Little Rock Christian. They've shown me that they can compete with Greenwood.
Yeah, we know they could. I mean, their only loss coming into this was, leave to Shiloh Christian. Is that right? Shiloh Christian
early in the year.
And, you know, they're stacked. And so we expected them to bring it, and they did.
Yeah. You know, but not all is lost for Mountain Home. We have three games left. Mountain Home does. We are still right there in the thick of things. I was waiting to see some other scores coming in. There's a big game tonight, let's be honest. Russellville and Van Buren. If Russellville loses that game, then that Van Buren game we have coming up becomes a big one. If Russellville wins that game, then we've got a tiebreaker over Russellville because we beat them. Everything's still in front of us here. That 4-6 spot is basically being still fought for. You've got the likes of Greenbrier, Van Buren, Russellville, Lake Hamilton, and us. We're all kind of fighting for those three positions, to be honest with you. We could finish fourth. We could miss the playoffs, but these next three games are key for Mountain Home.
They were, and, you know, as we go back, you know, at the very start of the season, we're looking at the schedule and we're kind of circling games and looking. We knew that it would come down to those three games being the most important thing that happened. And I don't know, I saw some highlights and some good things tonight, but obviously the Bombers will go back and reassess and make sure that they're ready for next week's.
We're going to hand out a few awards tonight. Tonight's Player of the Game is brought to you by Brad's Home Entertainment. See the complete line of Traeger wood fire pellet grills exclusively at Brad's Home Entertainment. Tonight's Player of the Game is going to go to
Mr. Hubbard. He, he ran tough all night. And, you know, like we said, you get him the ball, he's usually going to get you 3 or 4 yards. And he did a really good job of really fighting hard for every yard that he did get. So hats off to Hubbard tonight.
You know, great job by Hubbard. Impact Player of the Game. Tonight's Impact Player of the Game is brought to you by First Choice Home Care. First Choice is always the best choice when it comes to personal home care for your loved ones. We are a proud partner with the communications we serve to support local athletes and families. Your Impact Player of the Night, Tobias, is...
Tonight, Impact Player of the Game is going to go to Brantley Phillips. And, you know, that's typically not something you don't want. You don't want your punter to be Player of the Game. But Brad, he booted a 66-yarder and a 65-yarder. And he comes in the second half and does a good job slinging the ball out and had one beautiful toss down the sideline. Did a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job. He gave us a chance for our defense to hold as we were in position and just unable to take advantage of that because we were playing against a really good quarterback there.
Right.
The Dirty Jersey Award. Tonight's Dirty Jersey Award is brought to you by North Arkansas Dental Group, your family-friendly dental center. Let your smile change the world. Tonight's Dirty Jersey goes to
Aiden Setzer. You know,
he had a great game that first half on the defensive end position, didn't he?
He did. He called his name several times, and he was kind of all over the field there for a minute, just making things happen. And he's one that we kind of called his name a little bit, but I continue to hear it more and more as we go game to game.
Yeah, Aiden had a good job. He's doing a good job at that defensive end position, especially since teams are starting to run away from Dover. He's doing a good job on that.
Absolutely.
And finally, the drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Clay Maxey Chevrolet is honored to support our schools, our teachers, our administration, and students. Go Bombers. I'm going to give the drive of the game. It's going to be a little bit different, but here's what I'm going to give the drive of the game to. It's going to be the drive that the Bombers have to go 3-0 these next 3 weeks.
Ooh, I like that.
The drive and commitment that they're going to have to know that their season, their playoff life is in front of them, and they're going to come out and they're going to – I just know they're going to fight. Coach Airy's going to come, and he's going to have this team ready to go these next three games. We have a bye week. That's going to give us a long week to kind of get reset. He was talking about that a little bit with me of new season starts after this game. 3-0, and that's what we're going to do. So the drive of the game tonight, we're going to give to the drive the Bombers are going to have to go 3-0.
I like that. And you're right, with rest, this could come back. They could be a whole new team. And what better time could there possibly be than to head into this three-game stretch with a little bit of rest? So
that's right.
Excited.
Yep, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7. We're going to get more of the post-game show brought to you by Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin provide custom design plans of treatment and recovery for a full range of traumatic, chronic, and joint conditions, getting you back in the game of life quickly. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with game stats. And to wrap this up, you've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Knox Orthopedics postgame show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemek Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemek Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Ready for more banking convenience? How about an ATM that connects you to a real person in real time? Arvest Bank's new ATM with live teller in front of the Walmart in Mountain Home offers a new convenient way to bank. Connect with a friendly Arvest teller for assistance from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. It's a fast and friendly way to get face-to-face service from your car. Try out the Arvest ATM with live teller at 2619 Highway 62 East today. Real people make it a real smart way to bank.
Here's Mary Beth Russell, Mountain Home High School principal.
So we have a lot of good going on right now at the high school. Think about it. If you're a teenager, you want to come to high school because we have all the things. That's the best part about being in high school is doing the things. Listen, if you can name it, we have a club that fits it. You know, I joke around about we're like New York. We're the high school that never sleeps. We have the mentoring program once a month. Our kids, they get to actually look and see experiences that no other high school in our area provides.
Today comes only once. It is a day of opportunity. What is done with this day will play a big part in determining the future. I am Renata Jenkins Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. That is a pretty bold statement, but a true one nevertheless. Because every day is filled with opportunities, taken or missed. At Roller Funeral Homes, we look at each day as an opportunity to prove ourselves worthy of the trust that you have put in us for so many years. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
Touchdown!
Now back to the stadium for more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we are back here to wrap things up. And as a Mountain Home has suffered a 51-0 loss in the hands of Little Rock Christian, so a couple score updates we've had. Russellville is leading Van Buren 21-14. Sorry. And Greenbrier is beating Lake Hamilton 21-0. So those two games, if Russellville continues to hold on, that plays in our favor because we have the tiebreaker over them. So if we continue to win out, as long as Russellville doesn't beat one of the big three, then we are in the driver's seat to have the four seed. If Greenbrier beats Lake Hamilton, that helps us because Lake Hamilton beat us, and then they would have the tiebreaker over us, but they've now lost twice. So they're going to be under us, so we'll jump them, which is a good thing. But that makes that Greenbrier game really, really big.
It's going to be clutch, but a great thing is our future's in our own hands.
It is. We go win games, and the teams that we're chasing are teams that we're playing, so that lets us beat them and have tiebreakers over them. Tonight's game stats are brought to you by FNBC, where your small business is their main business. Give them a call at 425-2265 to connect with one of their business bankers to help you grow a new idea or expand an existing business. FNBC, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The stats tell the story tonight as Little Rock Christian racks up 475 yards of total offense to Mountain Home's 159 yards. Hannaford's going to have five receptions tonight for 71 yards. Looks like Yates is going to go 9 for 23 for 61 yards and interception. Hubbard's going to have 9 carries for 27 yards. And in second half, we had Phillips, Brantley Phillips came in. He goes 4 for 6 for 47 yards. Bellamy carries the ball five times for 19 yards. And we mentioned this earlier, but just wanted to mention again, Phillips had punts tonight of 66 yards, 65 yards, and 15 yards, and 12 yards.
It's about a 40-yard average, which is a great job there for your punter. So that wraps things up here from Bomber Stadium. We will be off next week as Mountain Home has a bye. It'll be our off week. It's a good time to reset the season. Let's look to go 3-0. Bomber fans, we need your support. We need you listening to us and cheering these boys on. It's a new season. Our playoff lives are in front of us, and we can go 3-0. We can secure even a home playoff win or playoff game for Mountain Home. We will be off next week. The next time you hear us will be in 2 weeks. I believe that is the 20th, maybe, of October, somewhere in there. And we will be in Siloam Springs. That's going to start off the hopefully 3-0 record here for Mountain Home that we are going to have to finish this season. So Mountain Home, again, loses tonight 51-0 to Little Rock Christian. We appreciate you guys tuning in. For Tobias Pugsley, I'm Brad Coleman. We got Matt Sharp back at the studio is producing this. He does a great job. You got to hear him a little bit tonight when he chimed in with our homecoming king and queen. Matt does an excellent job. He is there, and we are going to be out tonight. Dylan Conley did a great job providing us with Bomber Sports Network.
And thanks to XL7 for the video feed.
Video feed that's there. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. Hang around with Matt Sharp as he continues to take you through some local scores and things that are going around the world of high school football tonight. Tobias, glad having you back. We'll see you in a couple weeks, brother.
All right.
We'll have more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Talking with Jeff Kincaid, Guy Berry Principal.
Guy Berry, we started it 12 years ago for the school district to have our own alternative learning environment. And we've really grown since then. We've come a long way. We've had three state ALE Teachers of the Year. Mr. Tim Harris won that award 2 years ago. And then this year at state ALE convention, he was appointed to the Arkansas Association of Alternative Educators State Boards. We're really proud to have him on there. It's really been a big blessing.
Gear up for an unforgettable Labor Day weekend in Little Rock as we paint the town red. Join us on Friday, September 1st in Little Rock's River Market District for a parade and pep rally with the University of Arkansas as we bring together the Razorback Marching Band, Spirit Squads, and Tusk Six, the Razorback's official live mascot. Catch the Hogs in action at War Memorial Stadium on September 2nd. Tickets are available now. Make this Labor Day weekend an unforgettable celebration. Learn more at LittleRock.com today.
The Knox Orthopedics postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back to the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you back into the studio again this evening as we do continue along here on the Knox Orthopedics postgame show following Mountain Home's 51-0 loss at the hands of Little Rock Christian. But Mountain Home just had their hands full tonight with a very good Warriors team who came into the game ranked 9th in the state overall and 2nd in class 6A third in class 6A by the Arkansas sports media. They're just right now they're just rolling about as well as anybody in the conference right now. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. In the 6A West, Greenbrier is hosting Lake Hamilton this evening. I have yet to see a score update on that game. I also haven't seen an update on the game between Russellville and Van Buren. Last score we had was at halftime as Pulaski Academy, who is currently ranked fourth in Class 6A, is leading Solemn Springs 39-13 over in the northwest corner of the state. Greenwood is idle this week. The Bulldogs currently ranked fourth in the state overall and number one in Class 6A. On the local level, boy, it is going down to the wire down over at Quitman. The Yellow Summit is tied with the Bulldogs 30 apiece at Centennial Field at Bulldog Stadium. That game in the fourth quarter, that's the last score update we had on that game. So Panthers would really love to get their first conference victory of the season. They're currently 4-2 overall, 0-2 in the 3A2. Salem hosting Melbourne tonight. Have not seen an update on that game. The Greyhounds coming to this game. Currently ranked second in Class 3A by the Arkansas Sports Media. The Greyhounds have continued to roll, have yet to lose this season. Harrison losing at home to Shiloh Christian 49-25 this evening in the fourth quarter. Saints came into this game ranked second in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. We're going to take another break, and we'll look over some more scores in just a moment. Again, Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Christian tonight, 51-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return to the studio in just a moment with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Clay, I've seen you at a lot of football games, Friday night to the stadium. You love it.
It's special. It's small town USA, but we got such a cool community to live in and to have one high school and everybody gets behind it, no matter what sport it is. You know, my kids are in the cross country stuff now, so I didn't have any idea about the cross country culture, but it is awesome. And all the people turn out for the football games, and then there's all the people turn out for cross country and basketball, and it's just a really neat community to see all the support.
From the players to the cheerleaders to the band to all the volunteers making it happen, happy homecoming, Mountain Home. From Clay Maxey Chevrolet, Mountain Home.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
The vehicle you'd buy if money was no object? Cadillac Escalade. With cash in hand, you'd still wait months to buy an Escalade and probably pay thousands over sticker price. Don't wait to buy your dream car, because you can win one this month from Saracen Casino and or Cadillac. Yes, win a luxurious Cadillac Escalade ESV only at Saracen Casino. Saracen is Little Rock's closest place to play.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The NFL and the American Cancer Society created Crucial Catch to help more people catch cancer early, especially in communities with the greatest need. The 5-year survival rate for many cancers is over 90% when detected early. Don't wait. Early detection can save lives. Visit NFL.com/crucialcatch to find your local cancer screening resources and learn how to reduce your cancer risk.
Matt Sharp continues with more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do continue along as Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Christian tonight by a final score of 51-0. Let's take a look at some of the overall the Arkansas sports media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Conway, who's number one overall and in Class 7A, leading a number 10 Cabot. 35-7. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number two, Little Rock Parkview, who is also number one in Class 5A, playing at Hope this evening. Let's see if we've got an update on that one this evening. Parkview again continuing to roll under the direction of Coach Boulding, who's constantly one of the best coaches in the state. Never did have an update on that game, though. Bryant, who is number three overall and number two in Class 7A, ended up winning at Little Rock against Central tonight, 45-6. Number five, Fayetteville, who is also a number three in Class 7A, playing at Fort Smith Southside this evening. I don't think that game has gone final yet. Let's see what we've got here. Fourth quarter, Purple Dogs up on Southside, 38-24. Number six, Bentonville, who is also number four in Class 7A, just manhandling Rogers Heritage tonight, 70-0 in the fourth quarter. Number seven, Rogers, who is also number five in Class 7A. Losing to Bentonville West in the fourth quarter, the Wolverines up on the Mounties 24-17. So Rogers still has time, but they would like to avoid a two-game losing streak. They had a hard-fought game. Just came up a little short last week against Fayetteville. Number eight, Benton, who is also number two in Class 7A. Playing at Greene County Tech over in Paragould. And that game, I believe, may have gone final. Let's see if we got the score update on that. See how the Panthers did against the Golden Eagles tonight. And let's see. I saw the score there earlier. Let's see what we've got here. Okay, that game has gone final, and Benton did win tonight over at Tech, 63-7 this evening. And that's a look at what else has been going on in the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5. We'll look over some more ranked teams when we come back in just a moment. Again, Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Christian, 51-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return to the studio in just a moment with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and they are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, they can help. At FNBC, they value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see them at any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, or visit them online at fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Schaub with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lamech Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lamech Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Are you looking for a place where your educational journey can truly thrive? Southern Arkansas University has helped thousands of people like you earn a degree. At SAU, it's not just a university, it's a supportive community dedicated to your success. Explore the accredited programs SAU has to offer, led by experienced faculty who are passionate about your growth. From business and biology to education and engineering, SAU provides a comprehensive educational experience. Join the legacy of excellence at Southern Arkansas University and take the opportunity to shape your brightest future imaginable. Your journey starts in Magnolia, Arkansas.
Matt Sharp continues with more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you back here from the studios. Again, Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Christian tonight by a score of 51-0. Again, want to remind you about a couple of things that did happen at homecoming. First off, congratulations to tonight's queen and king. Tonight's queen, Reagan Hawkins, and the king is Noah Lagg. And also, congratulations to the freshman class who won tonight's Mountain Home Homecoming Float contest with 422 total votes cast. The freshmen ended up with 50% of the tally. The seniors were second at 29%. The sophomores were third at 14%. And the juniors were fourth at 7%. Okay, let's take a look. Let's continue on. Let's look. And so the other ranked teams that we haven't yet mentioned from the Arkansas sports media in the Class 5A Top 5 were ones we left off. The next one we need to get to is between Pine Bluff and Mills. That is actually considered one of the biggest games of the night. In the fourth quarter, the Zebras up on Mills 14-7. Pine Bluff came to this game ranked third in Class 5A. Southside Batesville, who's number four, is leading Brooklyn 38-0 in the fourth quarter. And number five, Joe T. Robinson, is hanging on in the fourth quarter. Senators leading Maumelle by a score of 41-38. In the Class 4A Top 5, number one, Warren, at home tonight against Dumas. In the third quarter, last score we had, the Lumberjacks were up on Dumas 28-6. Also tonight, number two, Malvern, playing at Ashdown. And let's see if we got an update on that game. Fourth quarter, Malvern up on Ashdown 31-0. Number three, Harding Academy had made the short trip from Searcy to Bald Knob tonight. And for that game has gone final. The Wildcats defeat the Bulldogs by a count of 42-14. Number four, Elkins pretty much just had their way with Berryville tonight. The Elks defeat the Bobcats 62-7. Again, Elkins currently number four in the state. And number five, DeWitt playing at Crossett tonight. And the last score we had was from the second quarter, DeWitt up on Crossett by a count of 22-0. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Prescott playing at Falk this evening. And that game has gone final. The Curly Wolves get the victory on the road, 54-14. Number four, Magnet Cove at home tonight against Center Point. And that game is in the fourth quarter, and Magnet Cove is in danger of losing right now. Center Point up 35-34. That would be a big win for Center Point if they were able to pull that game off. And number five, Boonville, is playing at home tonight against Greenland. And that game has gone final. The Bearcats defeat the Pirates by a score of 41-14. Number three, Hoxie, was idle this week. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number one, Mineral Springs, at home tonight against Dirks. Game in the fourth quarter, Mineral Springs up 42-6. Number three, Hazen, playing at England. And that game has gone final. Hazen ended up beating England tonight by a score of 53-18. Number four, Desark at Mark Tree this evening. And that game is in overtime right now. Desark is losing to Mark Tree by a score of 58-52. Again, that game currently in progress in the extra period. And number five, East Poinsett County, playing tonight at Cross County. Let's see if we've got an update on that game this evening. The game has gone final. The Warriors defeat Cross County tonight by a score of 36-6 over in Cherry Valley. Number two, Carlisle, was idle this week. We're going to take another break, and we'll look at what else has been going on the eight-man level. Again, Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Christian, 51-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return to the studio in just a moment with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Everyone is in a hurry these days, even when it comes to their banking, but sometimes you still need to talk to a real person. Arvest Bank's new ATM with live teller in Mountain Home is bringing customers a convenient way to do just that. You'll get the personalized touch of a teller-supported banking without the hassle of having to go into the bank. Just drive through and connect with one of our friendly associates with just a touch of a button, whenever it's convenient for you. Visit your Arvest branch location with ATM LT at 2619 Highway 62 East to try out the Arvest ATM with live teller today.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
What does it mean to be taken care of? And to know that the people around you are taken care of too? What does it feel like to trust that you'll be able to get health care, to prevent illness, and to help you heal? Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 70 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind, so you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The NFL and the American Cancer Society created Crucial Catch to help more people catch cancer early, especially in communities with the greatest need. The five-year survival rate for many cancers is over 90% when detected early. Don't wait. Early detection can save lives. Visit NFL.com/crucialcatch to find your local cancer screening resources and learn how to reduce your cancer risk.
Matt Sharp continues with more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we want to continue as following Mountain Home's 51-0 loss to Little Rock Christian by taking a look at what's going on the eight-man level. First off, Isser County looking to bounce back from their loss to Rector last week. And I believe the Cougars were able to do so. Actually, that game may not have gone to final just yet. But let's see what we got here. Isser County went to Pleasant Plains tonight to play at Midland. Let's see, I saw the score on that game earlier and see what we got. Well, last score we had was from halftime. The Cougars were up on the Mustangs 46-14. Cedar Ridge, Marshall at home tonight against Cedar Ridge. And that game may have gone final. It has. Well, Bobcats lead slips away as they ended up falling to the Timberwolves tonight 26-22. A battle between the top two teams in the class in classes 4A and 3A over at Mountain View. This was actually senior night for the Yellow Jackets, who are currently number one in the combined classification. They took on number two Corning, and Mountain View ended up getting the shutout victory 28-0. The Yellow Jackets beat the Bobcats tonight. Mountain View still has yet to ever lose an eight-man football game. This is their second season of eight-man football. They're looking to defend their state championship from a year ago. There was one other game in the classes 4A, 3A, top three tonight. Number three, Subiaco Academy, playing at Rosebud this evening. And I don't think that game has gone final yet, or at least not that we have seen. Let's see if we got an update on that game. Last score we had was actually from the second quarter. Subiaco Academy just pretty much dominating the Ramblers 54-0 in that game. In the classes 2A, 1A, top three tonight, number one, Erector, at home tonight against Brinkley. Let's see if we've got an update on that game. The Cougars manhandle Brinkley tonight 56-6. And battle between number two and number three in the class as number two Mountain Pine just hangs on in triple overtime to beat number three Spring Hill this evening, 24-18, the final score in that one. We're going to take one more break, come back and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home falling to Little Rock Christian tonight, 51-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return to the studio in just a moment with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Lindsay's Excavation brings decades of experience in the field of excavation. Their team of skilled professionals is dedicated to providing superior service with every project they undertake. Using state-of-the-art equipment, they tackle projects of all sizes with precision and efficiency. They have the knowledge and tools to get the job done right. Contact them today at 870-405-2423 or visit their website at lindsayexcavation.com.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial Bank is committed to their customers. Patience, perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success both on and off the field of play. Whether you're cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is there for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
We all have our traditions. From Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Your best life begins with your healthiest life. At Baptist Health, you'll find the comprehensive care you need for every person in your family. From pediatrics to primary care to women's health, we're equipped to partner with you in every phase of your wellness journey. You'll also find Baptist Health locations and clinics across the state, ensuring we're always there for you, when and where you need us. Learn more about the state's most trusted name in healthcare, locate a clinic, find a provider, and more at baptist-health.com.
Matt Sharp continues with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you back into the studio one more time following Mountain Home's 51-0 loss at the hands of a Little Rock Christian. Tough homecoming night for Mountain Home. But again, congratulations to Noah Lagg and Reagan Hawkins. They were the homecoming king and queen, and the Mountain Home freshman class ended up winning the homecoming float contest tonight with 50% of the vote. A total of 422 votes were cast in today's poll. Matt Pulaski Academy was up on Salem Springs. I never have seen a score update on the game between Greenbrier and Lake Hamilton and the game between Russell and Van Buren. Those were some of the others going on tonight in the 6A West. Greenwood idle this week. Last score I had still was in the fourth quarter. Yellow Summit and Quitman were tied at 30 apiece. And you know the Panthers would love to be able to get that first conference victory, maybe get some momentum going into the rest of the season this year. So we'll hopefully get some get the final on that later on tonight. And other scores from around the state coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Rex Nelson and Nate Olson will be along for the Simmons Bank Friday night scoreboard show. Again, that'll be from 10 to midnight right here on Classic Hits 101.7. So stay tuned as they'll bring you all the score updates from around the natural state. Again, Mountain Home suffers tough homecoming loss tonight, and that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come your way in 2 weeks. Mountain Home is going to take next week off. Again, they kind of have to do that because the conference has an odd number of teams. So Mountain Home will get a little rest next week, and then in 2 weeks, they'll be back on the road as they will go towards the northwest corner of the state to take on Asylum Springs, who are been seeing their share of struggles all season long. Broadcasts will start around 5:30. Our coverage will start around 5:30 with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day, and then that'll be followed by the Coach Steve Arias show, and then Brad Tobias will be along in the booth for the Baxter Health pregame show before the 7 o'clock kickoff. So if you can't make it out, we hope you will join us for that broadcast. So I want to thank Brad Coleman and Tobias Pugsley for all their work out at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Little Rock Christian Warriors 51 and the Mountain Home Bombers nothing. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber football is brought to you by American Safeguard Insurance, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clay Maxey Chevrolet, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Lindsay's Excavation, North Arkansas Dental Group, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, the Salvation Army, State Farm agent James Boyette, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, Village Carpet Shop, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.